Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Go to warn-usa.com and there you can send all your correspondence and your prayer requests to us. And I want you to know that we do take your prayer requests seriously before the Lord. So please don't hesitate to send them to us at warn-usa.com. You can also find the WIBR Warn Radio on USA.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Linktree, and Pure Social. You can listen to our shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. And you can also go to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com and listen to all the shows and read the articles there. Featuring Still the Darkness, Christian Fiction Release. Book one in the Still series is Still the Darkness, written in 2017 by The Watchman. Now the latest book in the Still series, The Rising, will be out soon. You can get in on the background and read this book at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Get the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter at danaglennsmith.com. This newsletter is a special segment of our informative processes to let those who are interested in being kept informed and in touch with us. Be sure to get the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter at danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this Christian books and resource shop on danaglennsmith.com. We feature Christian books and other resources from our Visions Media. Visit our Christian bookshop today on danaglennsmith.com. Remember this word: the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Psalm 68:11. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings, everyone. We are here on a Friday. And of course, it's also going to be May. We've January, February, March, April, May. Good grief. It's going to be next month, May, June, 6 months of the year. We will have had Biden for 6 months and America isn't destroyed yet. I mean, just give him a chance. We are so blinded in this nation. I mean, the politicians. Check out Mercola, Dr. Mercola. He has a new book coming out with a lot of information regarding the setup of COVID. I've talked about that long time ago, about a year ago. He has scientific evidence. And the book right now, he does have a book. Look for it on his site. You should find it with no problem. DrMercola.com. And of course, we, you know, the whole essence of being an end time ministry is, you know, it's inevitable that the one world order is going to be here, the globalists, although you don't want it. You know, that's like going to America in a leaky boat, you know. You leave the shores of Europe in your boat and it starts developing a leak, and the closer you get to America, the more water flows in. That's about the way it's going in the world. We got a leaky boat. The Ark of Safety, there's only one, and that's Yahshua. God knew about this in the beginning. You know, we left off at verse 28 of Romans 8. It's kind of, well, let me read it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, see, when you look around in the world, to say that all things work together for good, that's really not a very good statement. I mean, North Korea, we talk about North Korea a lot. One of the worst areas of persecuting Christians on the face of this earth, one of them, not the only. And I mean, they put their, the Christians, especially those that they deem really terrible, in dog cages. Of course, the people there are so skinny and small, they can fit in them. Well, they've got another bad famine going on up there. They get a lot of them. But it's really funny. Kim Jong-un, he continues to be fat while all the people are skinny and starve and worship him. You know, there's something wrong with that place. But you got to re-educate the people. And so when you say, all things work together for good, no, they don't. Only if you're a believer. Well, believers are prosecuted, persecuted, and get killed, Watchman. Yeah, I know that. But you see, they work together for good to them who are called according to his purpose. Many are called and few are chosen. Have you ever meditated and thought about that? Well, that's important, that previous verse. All things work together for them who are the called according to his purpose. Because we're entering into another part of this. Predestinate, remember those. Justified and glorified. Now, we could go into a whole thing on predestination, justification, glorification, the sons of God. Just at what point are you the son of God? You're introduced as a son of God when you receive Yahshua, and God imputes righteousness to you. But you haven't got there yet. You've got to finish the race. Because although many sons of God are born into the kingdom through faith, and, you know, they've got the Spirit of God on them, on the inside, and they read the Bible and do all the things they're supposed to be doing, yet in the whole essence of stuff, you got to finish the race, Paul says. All the apostles reminded the believers that there's something that you have to be doing. You can't quit. At what point are we predestinated, and how strong is it? At what point are you truly justified? But you see, The reason all things work together for good is because you are predestinated. God has chosen a people that those who would repent and walk in the light. I always go back to this great verse, 1 John 1. If we, 1 John chapter 1, now you'll find it in there, just read it. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and Jesus Christ, his Son, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's that relationship. As we walk in the light, we have fellowship. That's part of that predestination. But you're not finished yet. You have to make it to the end of the race, and there's coming a day when the sons of God will be gathered. Justified. We used to say, just as if I never sinned. When you accept the Lord, God imputes it because you believed him. For righteousness' sake, you believe him, and he imputes that faith and your obedience, just like he did for Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness' sake. God gave him righteous, deemed him righteous. The same thing with Christians today through Yahshua. But see, Yahshua made it possible, Jesus, through his blood shed on the cross. Not just shedding the blood. A lot of people get blood shed. But see, he went to the grave and conquered death. Was resurrected from the dead. Triumphed over all principalities and powers. He has the keys of death and hell. You don't want to mess with him. You can come to him. And you can receive him and believe in him. But you don't mess with him. None of the demons wanted anything to do with Yahshua when he was walking around earth in the Middle East. Jerusalem, Samaria. They knew who he was. They weren't going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. That's the way we say it around here. Well, I won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Boy, I tell you, them demons wanted nothing to do with him. But you see, that's the thing we need to understand. And then the glorified. See, all that is stuff that we have partial, but not complete. And how much does God predestinate you? Do you have any choice in the matter? There is a sovereignty factor with God as well. And he has things that he's going to do, and that's it. And while he predestinated a people, he called upon all men everywhere to repent. He's not going to force them. That's why we have two harvests going into the end of the world. The harvest of the wicked and the harvest on the righteous. Now last night on Isaiah, I was discussing some of the intricate details of this whole thing. And they're very intricate. I laugh because they're not so intricate. There's the righteous and there's the wicked. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, there's nobody in between. You're either righteous or you're not. You've either come to Christ or you haven't. Well, I don't believe in that, Brother Smith, and I've been preaching the gospel for 50 years. Well, you're wrong, Mr. Old Preacher. You have to believe. You have to walk. You have to be found in the light. So then, if you are there, then all things will work together for good. Well, what about the ending of the world? What about all the tribulation? What about all the evil and wickedness? What about, what about, what about? It's very simple. There's a lot of things that are going to happen. You haven't been called to solve every problem in the world. You have been called to be faithful. You have your little world that you live in. And in that little world is what God wants to help you with. And at the same time, he helps, and that's through his Spirit, because he's omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, all-present, all-knowing, all-powerful. He can do that. And so you live for God here and do what you can for the Lord in your way, how God has given you gifts and what you do. But see, Paul explains it. He says in Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, also he did predestinate. Who did he foreknow? And whom did he predestinate? Mankind. He knew what was in man. He knew what men would do. He wasn't caught off guard with Adam and Eve. Oh no, you've blown the whole thing, Adam and Eve. What's the matter with you? Adam, you're in charge of her. What's the matter with you? You're supposed to keep her out of trouble. What is going on here? And Eve, you know better. You should have known better. I put it in you to know better. And you listen to this thing on the tree, the serpent, you listen to him. Don't you understand? No, they didn't understand. Well, when they were kicked out of the garden, they soon forgot the entrance, because that happens. Nevertheless, he couldn't have entered anyway. But he foreknew us. That's why Christ, going to the cross, redeeming us, it is, you know, we say that Christ was crucified before the end of the, you know, before the beginning of the world, you know, at the very beginning. In the beginning, he was crucified. Him and the Father was talking about it. I mean, you know, the solution was already there. Because God wanted those who serve him to do so because they loved him and were obedient. It's kind of interesting that God is a perfect being and all holy, but yet he wanted to have those who served him do so out of love and compassion and obedience for him, wanting to be like him. So he foreknew us. He knew that they couldn't keep away from that fruit in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, we still can't keep away from that fruit. We're always getting in trouble. There is the sin factor. I wrote an article some time ago in response to a lot of this. Sin, skin, and that which is within. And I've mentioned it before, and if you've heard me, then get over to my website and read it. Please. See, because the woke crowd we have here, and most of these are what we call generation, I think it is, Z. You know, Tower's got some of this stuff, and I'm going to ask her to come on. We're going to discuss this generational stuff one time, because it's actively being taught. And these are the kids that was raised with, the only thing they've ever known is technology. and technology that has brought the world closer together. So they're really not interested in the beginning of America. They're really not interested in anything like that. They're interested in more of a global thing. The same thing's happened in Iran for the first time ever, you know, at least openly. You have generations, this generation of young people, who aren't the slightest interested in the Ayatollah. They want to be free. They see a global society out there. And that's the way it is. And see, this is exactly what the devil's going to do. But he's not going to stand up in a red suit and say, well, hey, I'm the devil and I'm going to lead you astray. All you have to do is follow me and I'm going to destroy you because my name is the Son of Perdition. That's one of the names given to me because I lead people into destruction. I'm the Son of Destruction. I'm rebellious against God. I always think that I'm going to overthrow him, although I never will. And I know I never will, but I still believe it. It's inevitable. See, and all of his angels and followers are all the same way. Now, there are humans that are gullible. And so they follow Satan, believe that he's going to be the ruler. And that's because of what he does online. There's a whole segment of stuff online. Now, all that digital and everything is going to entrap you. I've been warning about technology, the computer and everything, for so many years, it doesn't matter. But see, for whom he foreknew, he did predestinate and to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, Christ was the first. The rest of us follow him. We are to be predestinate. We are predestinated, not to be, we are. God has decided that those who believe in Yahshua, Jesus, are going to follow into the image of his Son. And so he would bring into the kingdom many brethren just like him. Why would you want to fill your heaven with a bunch of rebels and sinners? Well, see, they're not. But the devil looks at them and says, oh, you know, you did this, you did that. And that's why we find in Revelation, you know, we have the accuser. And, of course, he's going to be cast down. It's just like Biden, you know, he's opened up everything. And right now the Biden administration is spending millions upon millions, multiple millions of dollars to clothe, house, and feed all of these illegals. They're not citizens. They don't have jobs. They are illegally in this country, but they're welcomed by the Biden administration on a mass scale and spending multi-millions of dollars to feed them and clothe them. All the while, we've had on our streets for many, many decades Americans who are homeless, who scrounge out of garbage cans, and this government don't give a tinker's you know what about it. Don't believe all this scenario that Biden and them are falling, because it is a playbook that is as old as the hills and twice as rusty. This is about getting power, taking power, and once they get the power, you will have no power as citizens of this country. You won't even have an America. And of course, that's the globalist plan. But see, the globalist plan, and they don't understand this, is that they're not going to rule anything. Because in the end, the beast is going to be ruling. No matter what kind of format that humans take in the ruling of the world, the beast will take over. There's no getting away with that. They're not going to have their day. They're not going to be celebratory. They're going to meet their end. Their predestination will be this. Whosoever is not written in the book of life will take the mark of the beast. will take. Period. End of story. And who doesn't take those who are conformed to the image of Yahshua Jesus Christ, who are the sons of God, waiting to bring be brought into their fulfillment of their glory that they've been promised, and they will. And so he goes on to say, those who he predestinated, he called, and whom he called, he justified, and whom he justified, he glorified. Now see, that's why all things work together for good. Now, he not only said, you know, you're going to be conformed to the image of my son, I've also justified you because you believed on Yeshua. Yeshua came and died on the cross for your sins. His blood cleansed you. He triumphed openly over all principalities and powers. And so you're justified in my eyes right now. You believe on him, walk in his light, do what he did, and you're going to be justified. And when you walk in that predestination, the calling and the justification, and that is believing on God. Remember, in the whole instance of this, out of God's love, for he so loved the world, came God's mercy. Out of God's mercy came his grace and favor. And out of his grace and favor, because Yeshua came, he created a way for you to become the sons of God. That's why it says in John 1, he went to his own and his own received him not. But to as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You can read all of that in John 1. So this is the line. This is why Paul is saying that all things work together. Yes, there's people that'll persecute you. There's people that'll hate you. There's people that will despise you. There, it goes on and on and on. We report on it every week, constantly. Just like in India. It's been years and years we've been reporting on this in India. And even longer than that, when we had our own contacts many, many years ago in India, native pastors and native evangelists. And we got letters coming out of India. I had a box full of them. And they were selling our information over in India to people that wanted help. Well, yeah, we want to help you. And we had a certain amount of funds and they were given out. You know, there's no way we can buy all of India for you. But see, the problem, you have the BJP party that came in there, and Modi was in power. He still is, but so you have all this right now today, which is a terrible situation. COVID is absolutely destroying India. A lot of deaths. The morgues are full. There's no place to put them. And so one wonders, India is more, you know, one of the worst places there is for COVID. It's also one of the worst places for Christian persecution. The Hindus there swore this year that by the end of this year, they would get rid of every Christian and Muslim. That's their goal, because they only want Hindus there. But India started out, you know, there was a lot of Christians there. But the Hindus, the radical Hindu party, Nationalist Party, has changed that. But see, now the country's on the ropes. People are dying. And I talked about that some of our previous shows because we have contacts in India. We deal with a number of ministries that have boots on the ground. You know, there simply is not enough money, you know, in the world to pay for your sins. You can't buy your way out. You can't beg your way out. You got to repent. You got to go what God has set up. And so there is a path for you as believers. And if you're not a believer, it's easy. You just believe on Him. You truly repent from the heart. And I've covered this a lot. You know, you can, John 1, you have to receive Him. That's what it says, receive Him. If someone knocks on the door of my house, if I want him in, I have to receive him into the house. I have to, come on in. That's what you do with the Lord. Come on in. I receive you. I repent of my sins. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You can get in Romans 3 through 7 and read some of that. You can get in Romans 1 and find out about receiving him. Get in John 3 where it says you must be born again of the Spirit. And that's just the beginning of the walk. Then you have to get into John 15 where he says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. John 10 where it says, I am the door to the sheepfold. You have to go through me, in other words. So read John 10 through 17 or 18 rather. You know, good scriptures. So, and I hear native pastors saying this, if God be for us, who can be against us? Paul says that here in verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? What things? What we were talking about. That all things work together for good to them who are the called according to his purpose. And see, the ones who he's talking to are the ones who are conforming to the image of his son. Those who have picked up the mantle of sonship, and although some of them are women and their daughters, it doesn't matter. You know, the sons of God is clearly what it says. And when the Lord was asked by the Jews about this brother had a wife and the brother died. So, the you know, Jewish law, the wife went to the brother to take care of. He died too. So then the wife then had to go to another brother. But when that brother died, there was no one left. And they wanted to know. So they wanted to know. And in the afterlife, then, whose husband is going to be hers? All three of them? And he says, you do not know what you ask, for we'll be like the angels of heaven. There's not going to be male, female, at least reproductive way. But yet we can find another thing in there, of the angels who sinned and dwelt with women, and that's where the Nephilim came from. Genesis 6. And I've discussed this on air with some, you know, a number of PhDs, a couple of them, and some non-PhDs. Because when those angels fell, they became like us. They lost their glory. Just like Adam and Eve lost their glory. But then, when they died, though, they became the demons. No, they weren't redeemable. And they were pretty wicked. At any rate, So there is a way. And there's a lot of issues out there. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of things that can get you screwed up, mislead you. But Paul lays out a path. You have to focus on the Lord. You have to walk in that light. That's where you need to be right now. Not worrying about Joe Biden. I don't worry about Joe Biden. I don't worry about the Democrats. Now, it has been of concern to me in the past. But I reached a point. And the Lord just put it in my spirit. It doesn't matter what Joe Biden is going to do. Because I knew all this in advance. And whatever is going to happen, the Lord's going to be there. No matter how bad. Because this system, you know, it's been many, many years ago, folks, that I was telling people that, and I wasn't the only one, it's inevitable America is going to fall. It's not going to stay the same because it has to be subject to the globalists, the world scheme that Satan is going to bring. And believe me, he's not a globalist. Okay? He despises their money. He despises what they do. He uses them. He don't love anybody except himself. He's a deceiver and a liar and the father of lies. He will say anything to get what he wants. He will do anything to get what he wants. And one day he will have that. And the ones who are in and marked will be those who are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because God is calling you to a greater glory here. But some of the brethren who have said, if God be for us, who can be against us, finds out. The church has a lot of enemies. And by the church, I'm not talking about the buildings or the man-made denominations. I'm not talking about Pentecostals. I'm not talking about Catholics. When I refer, and I pray for the brethren in the world every day. And I pray for the nations every day. And I can tell you that I'm not talking about the church of whatever or the denomination of whatever. I'm talking about the brethren who are in Christ. That's the church. We are the temples of God. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Then Christ who is in us, which is the hope of glory, when we meet in a building and there's two or three of us, then he, the Lord, is in the midst of us and his glory falls and you have what we call church. But there's no power in the building. It's the Lord moving in his people. And see, they're going to burn your church. Let them. Well, when I say that, I mean I'm referring overseas. And many of these native pastors over there in their congregations are finding out, don't go into the churches. They'll burn the church down with you in it. Some of them can't be burned because they're mud huts or they're, you know, cinder block. We had a request many, many years ago to send them $50 and they could build a house for a family out of cinder block. So we sent the money. It was a request of a local pastor in India. So he built him a cinder block house. $50 and he had a house. You know how much houses in America cost? You know, we whine and complain. Give me a break. So when you say, if God be for us, who can be against us? A lot. And we're going into the end of days. A lot. And that's why Revelation gives us something to delineate the challenge for the brethren. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That is the cross of Christ and receiving him. The word of their testimony, that is testifying. For the Lord himself said, whosoever confesses me before men, I'll confess him before the Father and my angels. Whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before the Father and his angels. Confession. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The word of our testimony is what that is. We overcame, past tense, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, just testifying, this is what God has done for me. This is what he can do for you. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall find it. That is the path, and that is why it's found and written by John in Revelation 12:11. So, if God be for us, who can be against us? A whole lot. And now the Biden administration today, well, I think I read it yesterday. His, Homeland Security, one of the nuts that he put in up there, has decided they're going to look at white supremacy. Now, see, they don't care about black supremacy. And it's out there. Matter of fact, there's Mexican supremacy. If you're just looking for the color of skin, and that's why this article, sin, skin, and that is which within, because we have a bunch of these Generation X and Z and the others. I think it's Generation Z. Tower would know. I call them the techies, the ones who grew up having nothing but technology. But see, the socialists, sociology, there it is. I had that in Bible school. Psychology and sociology. You know, that helps a lot. No, they're all crazy. Get rid of it. Don't take it. But anyway. You know, you have all these young techies and all young people that have had nothing but technology. They're going to be led astray through this. They're going to be open to this. You got to be concerned. And Paul goes on to say, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not be with him also freely? Who has given us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Remember that when you're a child of God, you're justified. The devil is going to hurl everything he can. And the wicked spirits that follow him will be, their one rule is condemn you. The accuser. That's why in your life as a Christian you have accusations. I mean, and this is, a lot of times people don't even know about this, other people. There's just that point that there's thoughts that'll enter in. That's why you got to cast them down. This is from the enemy, and it can also come from your own mind because your mind is part of the fallen nature. But he ends this little section, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Now, you see, this goes back to even our own laws. When you arrest someone, they're innocent till proven guilty, but no more. I mean, right now, we have a big thing to destroy whites. And even a lot of the blacks, the Mexicans, I mean, the color doesn't matter, folks. We got a lot of colors of skin. Even a white man is not white. He is a flesh tone, and sometimes even a dark flesh tone. But see, we have a woke crowd, and yet they're not woke, they're deceived. And this is exactly the way it's going to be when the beast comes in and starts giving out the mark and convinces everybody that he is God. He will set himself up as God in the temple of God. There will be miracles and signs and wonders that he will do. People will follow him. And they will do just what is happening in America. They will go around and they will condemn and bring down anybody that doesn't have the mark. You will not be able to buy and sell because you will have the digital format of buying and selling, but it'll be even more secure than what it is today. All of the stuff that controls your finances, your life, how you live today, including your food, your groceries, you know, everything you do, entertainment and everything, is all connected to digital, which is part of that technology, and it will enslave you. And even those who don't have all that, they eventually will be enslaved. Only those who know the Son of God and the Father will escape. Many will be martyred. Some will be sealed. But by the time the wrath of God hits America and the world, as far as the judgment of God and the wrath of God tribulation, you will find no true Christians left on this planet. Now, there will be some there will be tribulation that they will go through. But you see, there's going to be the devil and all of his minions who will lay a charge. But Paul is saying here, who shall lay anything to the charge? Who can, really? And he's putting this down to the point that, yeah, they can say something, but in the eyes of God, there's no charge. You see, you can arrest people all day long in America, but if they're not guilty, there's no charge. I mean, it's not going to stick. It's not going to be anything. And this is, Paul is saying, you know, it's God who has justified you. He's God who has taken care of you. They can't overrule God. God knows what you're like. He knows what you've done. Now, Paul is going somewhere with all this because he says in verse 31 of that, again, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, he's going through all of this because he's writing to people that are going through tribulation and trouble. 34, he says, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Christ is going to be the judge. God has given it into his hands. He is the Almighty. He says so in chapter 1 of Revelation. No, he doesn't replace the Father. The Father gave him that power. And he is making intercession for us. He's at the right hand of God. So if the Lord went to all this trouble to get you into his sonship. Do you think he's just going to let you go? But make no mistake, Yahshua went through trouble. You're going to go through trouble. The church is going to go through trouble. The world's going to go through trouble. And we have greedy tyrants today. We have people who are liars and thieves and who are wicked, who are power hungry, who have corrupt insides concerning their heart. They have seared minds. They have no desire to help anybody but themselves. All this nonsense coming out of D.C. about helping all these poor people coming from the border, that is as old as Marxism and even older than that. Because that's typical Marxist takeover. This whole playbook is nothing but Marxism. From start to finish, this is how they do it in anything. And there's a lot of them that'll overthrow countries and they won't even mention Marx because most people know about him. But see, Paul is going somewhere. And the somewhere is right here. He says, and this is some of the biggest verses that we have when we talk about a good section. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if you're not separated from the love of God which is in Christ, then you're not separated from God at all. And no matter what happens to you, he's going to be with you. And should you die, you'll be with him. For if you lose your life for his sake, you will find your life in the hereafter. No matter what happens, no matter what comes against you, no matter what the globalists do, no matter what Joe Biden does, no matter what Pelosi, no matter what the Democrats, no matter what the Republicans, no matter what happens at the border, no matter what happens in the Middle East, no matter what happens with Israel, no matter what the devil does, no matter what anybody does, anything, any power, anywhere, at all, in this earth, out of this earth, in the spirit realm, in heaven, there's only one thing that counts: to be found in Christ to the glory of the Father. Period. Now that's where Paul was going. He didn't go through all the justification and glorification and all the rest of that to get you confused and say, well, I know all these big theological terms and I can explain them to you. That's not the reason. Simple, plain is this. If you're found in Christ, no matter what you face today, God will make a way. Period. Some people wind up in jail. I remember covering this in one of our articles. I mean, one of our shows. It was about a brother who didn't do anything, but I think this was Pakistan, where a lot of the brethren have no recourse, as well as in India, when it comes to the law. They almost always find the Christians guilty of everything. And that's why Biden and his nincompoops that are up there, you know, they're worried about the conservatives, the patriots, and the Christians, and even, you know, AOC and some of her crowd up there was naming them, we need to hunt them down. They said that out loud. And these are sitting Congress people. These are the ones that's running your government. They're saying, well, we need to hunt all these people down. Why? Because we don't like them. They don't do nothing about BLM doing all the rioting. They don't do nothing about Antifa, practically. Nothing. But see, this is the way the devil wants it. So there's injustice, not just around the world, but in America. There's injustice right now, and nobody does anything. The news don't say anything. They keep quiet. And you have no clue how bad it's going to get. But anyway, that old brother who was sitting in prison, he says, Jesus Christ has the key to this cell. And so that's, when the Lord's ready, he'll let me out. If he don't let me out, I'm going to be still his. Now that's tough. But until you understand what some of your brethren in Christ are doing and going through, you'll never understand some of these. Because most of you are worried about, well, I got to get to church every Sunday. You know, you got a lot of people around the world, if they try to get to church on a Sunday, they're going to die. They get killed on the way. Their daughters get kidnapped. Their churches get burned down. Inside gets ransacked. The pastors are always targeted. The wife is threatened. The kids are killed. That's what's happening in other countries to Christians. Welcome to the faith of Jesus Christ. And anybody that tells you Christianity is free and Christianity is for those who, you know, you go back to Marx, you know, go back to the Chinese Communist Party. Religion is the opiate of the people. There's no God. It's just an opiate to make you feel better. It won't do anything. Well, that's baloney. And I reject that. And I reject those that say that Christ does not heal. He doesn't perform miracles. I oppose people. I oppose governments and principalities that are causing this stuff and hurting innocent people. We don't like China doing what they're doing to the Uyghurs any more than we like China doing what they did to Wang Yi and some of the others over there. And it astounds me how people in North Korea don't ever do anything and they're always going through famine. Christians are persecuted beyond everything. And you have some guy that's fat. He's been Western educated. He stands up there as a god. And North Korea doesn't change. They still allow it. And they think they're fine. They're not fine. They're deceived. In the same token, Trump was actually able to talk to the man and have a conversation, and he even walked over into North Korea with him. The only president to ever do it, and all of your liberal media did nothing but castigate him. That's how slanted America is today. And this America, if you don't wake up, you're not even going to recognize what they're going to do to this country. And if you think all this money that Joe Biden's free, giving everybody is free, you're crazy. Because it's going to end. And we've got a prophetic thing here too. I can tell you, you can find it in Scripture, you can find it in Revelation. There is going to be a global economic catastrophe. But there's always that. With God, there's always a but. In all of this, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Nothing will separate you from God. And the armies of the nations of men don't intimidate the Lord. You in Christ are a winner, and don't let anybody, anything, or any power or principality tell you any different. You stay in Christ and you will win. Period. And do not fear them that persecute you, but fear him who can deliver you. Fear him who can destroy your body and soul. Or serve him. We're not to fear. Father, thank you for your word. Help them to understand this word. Bless them and keep them safe. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word. We got to go. Check out our websites. We'll see you. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.